This is KUT. Here's a little-known fact. Lady Bird Lake was created as a reservoir for a power plant. The power plant is gone, but the lake is now celebrated as one of Austin's greatest features. Its waters are held in by Longhorn Dam that sits along Pleasant Valley Road. In 2013, flooding in Austin highlighted longstanding problems with the dam. So KUT's Mose Bushell decided to find out what, if anything, has been done since then. I sat down with Mose to talk about what his review of city documents and emails uncovered. He starts off describing what happened during the flood in 2013.
At one point, a barge jammed into one of the floodgates of the dam and caused what one employee called a near catastrophe. Then later on, another floodgate at the dam didn't close properly. And in the words of another employee, Lady Bird Lake started to empty out. The lake started to flow down the Colorado River. A lot of those issues surrounded what are called lift gates. These are essentially seven floodgates that are at the dam that are actually, one of them is actually completely broken. It has been for years.
Wait, it's completely broken? Doesn't work at all?
Yeah, that's right. One of the seven floodgates, these lift gates, has been sealed shut for years. Austin Energy's put what they call a stop log in front of it. That's kind of a big block that holds back the water. And the other six lift gates don't seem to always open or close properly. Here's how Dennis Hipp, he's a former employee of Austin Energy, described what happens when these gates don't work.
Sometimes they take a stop log and they can bump, you know, one end of the gate or the other. They use it for weight and bump the gate down if it's hung on one end or the other.
It was described to me as kind of being like an old window frame, you know, when your window gets stuck.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't open and close properly. And this is a problem that appears to be just inherent in these kinds of gates. That's according to city documents.
Well, had any fixes been done on these since the flood?
Last year after the floods, the heads of different city departments started emailing each other, kind of suggesting that these repairs needed to happen pretty quickly, and a lot of them haven't happened yet. A lot of these emails actually kind of show continued struggles with finding ways to fix the dam, how different departments have struggled to come up with a long-term plan and really assign responsibility for who's going to fix this dam.
And Austin Energy has said they don't want responsibility either.
That's right. I mean, with the power plant gone, Austin Energy sees no reason to have control of this dam, and it's a $20 million price tag to fix it, so they're not interested in maintaining control of it either.
So you said some work has been done so far. What exactly has been done then repair-wise?
So Jennifer, there are two gates that are kind of automatic gates. These just release water when the water level gets to a certain point. And these hadn't been worked on in decades. The hydraulic system on them was all beat up. And so what Austin Energy did do starting last August was go in there and fix those.
Did they get them fixed? I mean, how did those repairs go if they hadn't been worked on in a really long time?
Yeah, and it really did kind of illustrate the challenge of working on the dam in general. They went in, they saw they had to completely replace the hydraulic system. It took longer than they thought it would. They had to rebuild all this equipment. There were also issues of leaking. While they were trying to do the repairs, the dam started leaking. At one point, engineers on the site even sent divers down under the water just to stick plastic bags to kind of staunch the flow of water.
Like literally plastic bags? I mean, that seems kind of low tech.
Yeah. Plastic bags. That's what the email says. And that was one of the questions I posed to Robert Kulick. At the end of the day, Robert Kulick is the head of communications for Austin Energy, was the only person that the city made available to me for this story. After asking water utility, watershed protection, and Austin Energy, he said sometimes this kind of improvisation is necessary.
In a prior life, I saw people use horse corn. You know, you drop horse corn in and it gets kind of sucked in where the gap is. And then it's homogeneous when it swells and it fills the gap. So it's not a matter of the structure of the dam.
And I should say that problem was temporary. They say that has been fixed. That was a problem during the work. But if that's what they had to contend with during this very kind of limited repair that they did, it gives a sense of what kind of an undertaking fixing this thing is going to be.
Well, it sounds like the repairs that have been done so far have been slow in coming and have not been complete. So what happens if the needed repairs then are not done?
Right, and that's the big question. That's what city officials are weighing against this $20 million price tag. Water loss is an issue. It was an issue identified by the task force that the city set up to plan for Austin's water future. That task force found that about 4,000 acre-feet of water, up to 4,000 acre-feet of water, are lost through the dam because of problems at the dam and problems with management of the floodgates every year. To give you a sense, in 2013, the city of Austin, on average, used about 400 acre-feet a day.
So I guess kind of the bottom line question is, assuming that no more repairs happen on a timely basis, are people safe?
City documents don't indicate that they think that there could be a kind of catastrophic failure at the dam that would really put a lot of people or property at risk. But when we do look back, say, in 2013, the Halloween floods, what we saw was an event where the lake was in jeopardy of emptying out.
So is there any kind of timetable for any of these repairs going forward? Any idea when we might see some more movement here?
No. I asked Austin Energy that question. I asked the Austin Energy spokesperson that question. What comes first, the discussion about transferring responsibility for the dam or the repairs?
Oh, transfer the responsibility of the dam, I think, comes first, and then you figure out what you want to do with it and how you're going to pay for it.
And what he said was that there's no more repairs budgeted, there's no more plans for repairs until a different department takes it over. So the question is, what's the rush? And city officials, in their emails, seem to indicate there is a rush. They'd like to see this handled within the next few years. However, in public statements, the city said there's no real rush when you consider the amount of money it is and where else that money could be spent.
Well, Mose, I'm sure you're going to be following these developments whenever they do happen. KUT's Mose Bushell covers energy and the environment for State Impact Texas for KUT. And Mose, we'll be checking back in about developments with Longhorn Dam.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Thank you, Mose. And you can find more on this story at KUT.org.